Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, 97.1. Sully, some ticket techs on the passing article, and then we can get to some of the people. And I also want to bring up a couple bits of positive news, because normally I start the week on Monday giving you kind of the couple positives from the weekend regarding COVID-19 and just trying to find the other side of it. Didn't get to do it yesterday with the draft coverage. I have a big three-pack I want to give to you today. Michael? Why did I just call him Michael?
You call me Sully. You call
come
me
here,
Mike,
son.
You call me
we
Michael.
We need to talk about that new girlfriend of yours.
You call me Mikey. You call me
Mikey
everything.
Or Mike? Yeah, but Michael. It's so official. I'm sorry about that.
It's quite all right. Guys, you cannot have playoffs without fans. There's no point at all. It's as simple as that.
I would love to hear why. That's what I'd like to hear. Why?
Bring on baseball. I want sports back at all costs, even if it means without fans. People texting in who are saying they don't want sports without fans are lying. We want sports at all costs. But
we
again,
just had 55 million people watch a virtual draft. Think about it. We're treating a documentary.
I know.
In five parts, like it's The Godfather. You really don't want to see anything because no fans?
Yeah, people are breaking down the Last Dance documentary as if it just happened. As if this handshake thing just happened, or if, you know, Jordan playing the Bad Boys was just yesterday. By the way, Jordan or LeBron, who do you think's better? Take a text that in, too. We're always happy to take those calls.
I'm leaving.
But no, it always turns into that. I hear.
I'm out. If that's not July radio right after the finals, I don't know what is.
No, it's the bad. People get passionate about that. That's for sure.
You know, LeBron wouldn't have made it 3 weeks in the old league.
That's,
all right.
No, people say that, yeah. We had people yesterday texting in saying that LeBron would be a bench player in the NBA back then, or LeBron would be out of the league in 3 years. That's just not true. And if you want to say that Jordan has the better killer instinct and Jordan has wants to win more,
please?
Okay, that's fine.
Can we move from this, please?
Let's not act like LeBron couldn't play in the league. Anyway, text coming in about hockey. Guys, hockey's the one sport that you could not play without fans. Any other sport you'd be able to, but NHL must have fans in order to be played properly. It's part of the game.
What do you mean, properly? What does that mean? Leave it to hockey guy to think that they're
another
special.
One. You cannot do the NHL playoffs without fans, Mike. There would be absolutely no point.
Okay, so then do us all a favor. Don't come back. Nobody cares if you come back. You want a dirty secret? If there was a four-sport draft and we could only have three of them come back amidst COVID-19, guess who's sitting at home? You, hockey. You. Always got to act like you're so damn special. Everybody else can play without fans. Not hockey.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you'll be rolling four lines at home. You'll be getting bigger on the blue line at home. You'll be sitting there.
I'm home watching sports. I would not care if there's any fans or not. I'm a huge hockey fan. I'm fine with no fans. Another one, you simply cannot replicate the hockey and NHL environment without fans. Hockey is the one sport, I agree with the texters, that should not be played without fans. Hockey is the one sport you can play without fans, someone's texting in now. And we have another text here. Guys, I want sports back at all costs, but if you play sports, especially the NHL, without fans, it will be a completely different game. The NHL playoffs and the atmospheres that accompany them are some of the best in all of sports.
David, go ahead. You're screaming over there. What?
It's because, look, all sports needs fans. We all want it. It's all better with fans in the arena. But this is a different time, something we've never dealt with before. And I want sports back without fans. I don't care if they're there or not, okay? It's not going to change my mind on, you know what, LeBron won. It's not the same because he didn't have with fans. It made an impact on him winning. I don't care. Just play the sport without fans. Give me something to watch. And if hockey fans don't want it without fans, it's going to change the atmosphere of the Stanley Cup Finals, then forget it. You know what? Never come back. I never want to see you again then. You don't have a network. You don't want to come back without fans? Then don't ever come back. Give me MLS back before I get you back then.
You know, is that not the most on-brand hockey guy take we could possibly get? We're discussing this hope about bringing sports back, and nobody else in any other sport has that take but hockey guy. The sanctity of Lord Stanley. You can't play this without fans. Well, good. Here's an idea. Nobody cares if you come back anyways. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to create 7 hubs in Canada, and the games aren't going to be on TV. Oh, wait. That's basically what's already happening.
Someone said, I'm a hockey guy. The fans don't make a difference in the game, in my opinion. I would be fine without fans.
I'm an Islander fan growing up. We never had fans anyways.
A lot of people joking the Red Wings play without fans every night. What's the difference with any other teams?
I'm guilty of making that joke, and I think Doug got mad at me because I said the Tigers would have a distinct advantage. They don't play in front of anybody. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, how about all these texts? Haven't the Red Wings been playing without fans for a few years now?
Jesus.
These guys want to play, the athletes. We want sports back. It shouldn't matter if it's fans or no fans. Guys, I agree. They should be played without fans, but for anyone to say that the game wouldn't be changed is simply wrong. It would be completely different without fans. Home field advantage absolutely factors in every sport.
But it's not.
Just true. That's true.
Oh, my God.
It's not the point, but that's true.
Thank you. We're having different conversations.
No, and that's, and if I were to say, I guess, you know, feed into this or whatever, and I disagree vehemently with people that say that they don't want sports back unless fans are there. The fans have to be there. Guys, of course fans are a huge part of sports, but we still should want sports back, even if that means no fans for a while. It's better than nothing. But Mike, I do think that when you don't have fans, it will impact home in a way. It'll impact underdogs. It'll impact gambling. It'll impact that home field advantage. It's gonna play an impact on that environment type thing. You know, underdog point spread type thing. It's going to make a difference. But we still, of course, want sports back, even if there's no fans right away.
Oh my God, is
Disagree?
This real? No, I gotta be honest. I didn't listen to about the last 10 seconds of that. I just read something that ruined my life. You ready for this? So Andrew Cuomo's got an advisory board to reopen New York.
Yep.
And there's about 100 people on this. You know who's on this advisory board? Let's see.
Dave Gettleman.
James Dolan.
Oh, I was
noted bum-ass owner. Jeff Wilpon from the embarrassing Wilpon family of the Mets. Oh, my Lord.
They're probably just trying to get every industry involved.
You know what? Everything I said, I take back. We're not getting sports. Jesus. James Dolan. He wouldn't be on the advisory board on how to keep my tires clean.
He shouldn't be on it. It's fine putting sports people on it, or owners, but he
should. Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow. 248-539-9797. I got to collect myself after that. And we will get to your calls. God, Mike, I got about 17 different things we can go to today. I'll do the positive trio of news as well. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.